It was a cultural visit with a twist. On Saturday, members of the GAA club Breda GAC visited the Ballinafy Orange Hall on the Ormor Road in South Belfast. BBC News NI's Aileen Moynagh was there and she spoke to some of the members from Breda GAC.
I thought it was a great insight to a building I walk past, drive past every day. Never been inside it, and it's great to see, great to be embedded into it, like, you know, and it's great to see in a different a culture within Northern Ireland, like, you know, which you don't see every day, like, you know, so it was very welcoming and it's great to see inside such a historic building. So.
Is it important to have events like this?
I think so, since we're trying to live in a shared society these days, like, my kids are growing up in a different world than I grew up in, like, so. I think events like this here like, would definitely help, like, you know.
It's very welcome. It's the neighbourhood, and they shared a common origin. Ballinafy is an old Gaelic word within the gap, within the Vale. That's an old community name, and we're Breda, it's the old Gaelic name, and we've got an ancient connection, but a very, most importantly, a current one of sharing our identities and exchanging views, and we've invited them to our Fela today over at Cherryvale. So it's special to be here. I'm an historian by training, so that can be used in a very positive way and should always be positive, sharing our history. And what the Grand Master spoke today about was very useful, and us all learning about each other and sharing.
And I think whenever I come in here today, I've been living 30 years on this road, and it's the one building I've never been in, so I feel a lovely feeling that I've been invited in. And to see that the level of detail and you know, even on the banners, how much they must cost, how much detail are going into planning them, I think it's fantastic, and I'm delighted to have come along today to have seen and see my neighbours and visit my neighbours. We're all part of the community on the road, and it's just been a privilege.
And I'm not playing tricks when you don't have no freeloaders.
Well, after the meeting, members of the Ballinafy Cultural and Heritage Society then attended a GAA Youth Games event titled Pela Nanoog and hosted by Breda GAC.
To be honest, it's my first Gaelic match. It's my first time to experience this. I found it really positive in the sense I'm coming here, I'm talking to people, I'm talking to such a wide range of people. We're learning about each other, and to me that's really good. And something that brings young people together and offers them sports is positive.
I'm high, everything is. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
So all of this comes just 1 week after Arlene Foster became the first DUP leader to attend the Ulster GAA final. So what do you think? What is the significance of all of this? And did you expect it maybe even in your lifetime? 03030 80 55 55. Let's get the views of David McNary, a member of the Orange Order. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
And the commentator, Patricia McBride. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny.
Patricia, we'll start with your thoughts on what happened on Saturday.
Well, I think it's a very positive engagement. It's great to see this type of grassroots community activity happening in South Belfast. And anyone who knows the history of that area knows that there was a very contested period of time in and around the Ormo Road, around parades and marches, and that the community there was able to reach an accommodation in respect of those parades and is now moving forward to engage with each other. It's great to see the people from Breda GAA were welcomed in to the Orange Hall, and it's even better to see that members of the Orange Order attended Fela Nanoog. There were great games there this weekend. Lots of young people from throughout the island of Ireland participating in Gaelic games. So it was an opportunity for people to engage both at a, I suppose, at a bigger level in terms of looking at the traditions and the identities of each other, but getting down into the nitty-gritty and seeing how those traditions and identities manifest themselves in day-to-day life. So I think that that's what was important about it, that it wasn't just, let's do this and, you know, say we've done it and we've met with each other. It was actually going and taking part. So that's why it was so significant in my view.
There may, Patricia, be some who are not happy with what happened at the weekend, but do you think, will they be in the minority?
Well, I think you have to be. I mean, I can't understand why anyone wouldn't be happy. You have to really take the view, as I do, that we live on a very small island. We have to share the space that we live in. And so we need to find a way after 800 years to start accommodating one another's identities and to look at how we do that in real concrete terms, not just pay lip service to saying, well, it's okay for you to be over there on that side of the road and do your thing, and I'm going to be up here on this side of the road doing something different, and never the twain shall meet. Those days, I think, are past. And I think that's where we now need to see more of this type of grassroots community engagement. And so anyone that's unhappy with it, I can only assume it's because they're somehow feeling threatened by it. No one should feel threatened by people who live on the same road coming together to learn a bit more about one another.
So, David, what do you think should happen next? You heard what Patricia said there in terms of how long it's taken to get to this point. So what should be the next step?
Well, unfortunately, Patricia puts a slant on it in telling her narrative. The meeting wasn't about narratives, but let's be frank, not so long ago, the community of Lower Ormo gave the Orange Lodge undeserved dogs abuse until the Obnoxious Praise Commission took them off the road and wanted to blame the Orange for the despicable murders at the bookmakers. And I've got to say that the behaviour of some of the Orange men walking past that bookmakers later on was not becoming of an Orange man and was rightly rejected. So if we can get round the narratives and the facts, which they seem to have done over the weekend, let's put it in the perspective also, Vinnie, that we cannot heal our divided society unless intoleration is set aside and that we confront those differences.
But you're saying we need to set aside the facts to be able to do that, David?
Pardon?
You're saying that we need to set aside the facts able to do that?
On the contrary, I'm saying that we're setting aside intoleration and we confront the differences. But you don't forget those differences.
Well, what about the positives from the weekend, David? What did you take from it?
Well, as far as I took a number of positives. We had two groups reaching out in a cultural exchange, and that's what it was, and that's what it deserves praise for, and at which the institution was, the Orange Institution, was proud to showcase its tradition, its heritage, and its obvious cultural history. And I think that for all of that, it should be applauded. And, you know, sharing openly with each other as Northern Irelanders, and maybe this is the trick here. We are Northern Irelanders, but sharing our cultural tradition, you know, that breaks no rules, Vinnie, and twists no hands behind backs. And if it says we have no problem with the expression of the Orange tradition on the Ormo Road, and others say we have no problem with Gaelic games, one day we may come and watch your commemorations and your walk down the Ormo Road, and one day we may come and watch your sport, then that puts people in a comfort zone. And I think what happened over the weekend was people were saying, well, maybe I can fit into that comfort zone. I think what came clearly across, as it always should, there was no threat.
Well, I'll go back to my previous question then, David. What should happen next? Maybe even for yourself, is this something that you would take maybe to go around to your nearest GAA team and go and watch them play? Is it something you would consider?
No, I love sport. I want to watch all the sports that I can. I love boxing. Well done to the young fella,
yes.
Winning last the other at the
what
weekend.
About the likes of Gaelic football and hurling?
I have no inclination from purely a spectator view to watch GAA games. They don't attract.
But obviously, in terms of the relevance, you might not maybe be a fan of the sport, but the significance of a move like that.
Don't be trying to twist this that all of a sudden Orange men have to go and watch Gaelic games.
I'm not saying anyone has to do anything, David. I am simply asking if it was something that you would consider.
No, it isn't. I just said to you, the games don't attract me. So why else, what would I want to go to a GAA club for? Would I want to go and watch a Gaelic football match? The game doesn't attract me.
But what about, say, for example, Ballygallagher? I think that's nearby you. near Portaferry. Is that somewhere would you consider, because of the hurling team that's there, the significance of you deciding to do that, the acceptance, you could put that label on it, that's not something you would ever consider?
Not just going to watch a game of Gaelic football or hurling. I'm not attracted as someone. I love boxing, athletics, rugby, soccer, Formula One, but I like sport.
I understand.
I'm not attracted to watching that. So
I understand, but I'm referring to the significance of you, someone like yourself, going to that.
Well, a significance in what terms?
Well, what we've been talking about, what happened at the weekend on Saturday, that meeting of two different groups. Maybe there's an opposition that's been there in the past or perceived by different sides of the community, cultures coming together, and then someone like yourself, a member of the Orange Order, a politician.
If it can do any good to mend fences and to bring people together, as I say, to heal our divided society, to take each other into comfort zones that
yes.
we didn't think we could be in, if that can happen, fine. The Belnify Initiative was a cultural exchange. The Orange Hall was used, and the briefings were given, I understand, to guests from the Republic of Ireland and from Scotland. And I understand also there were many young people there, which is very good. And I think that's where they've started. They will build their relationships, and that's what Balnafai wants to do.
Well,
if you take Balnafai particularly and how the Orange Order was treated and despised and probably still is, then these are more than tiny steps. These are quite large steps that people are taking.
Well, Patricia,
and they should be welcome. Yeah.
Patricia McBride, what about you, for example, in the context of what we're talking about, the 12th of July, it's days away now. Would you consider going? Have you been in the past?
I've never been to an Orange March. I've never been invited.
Well, it's a public event.
I certainly will... as anyone who knows me will attest, I'm more than happy to go to any event where I'm invited. But I want to go back to something that David has said. I think we lost something a little bit there in the conversation. I don't for a moment believe that the members of the Orange Order who attended the Féile an Óg, the games this weekend, don't for one moment believe that they went there to observe the fine points of Gaelic football. It was much more than that. And I think that for David to say that he's not going to go to a Gaelic game because he's not particularly interested in the sport misses the point for me.
Well, what do you want me to go to a Gaelic match to do?
Let me finish, David, and I'll try and explain what I mean.
Well, if you'd hurry up, it would help.
It's not... Well, if you'd stop interrupting, that would have...
Okay, one at a time. Continue, Patricia.
So my point is that he's missing the point when he says he's not interested in the sport. The members of the Orange Order that went there, it was about learning why Gaelic games are important in the nationalist community.
So why don't you go to the 12th of July celebrations and learn how that's important to the unionist community instead of waiting for an invite?
Well, if someone wants to invite me...
Why do you need an invite, Patricia? Do you let me reword that. Do you feel like you need an invite to go?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because if I stand on the side of a road watching bands going past, all I see is bands going past. There's no one there giving me any insight to why this is happening or to the background or to why it's important to the rest of the people standing on the street. So for me, there's no development in the depth of my understanding by simply being an observer.
You could say that about David going to a GA game
which
as well and say he might learn more about the rules of
it. Vinny, the point that I made was it was about engaging with the people to learn the significance of that for them. But let's also look at the fact that David is talking about narratives. One of the issues that we need to do is accept, I believe, that we will have differing narratives about our past. We can't always influence what the other person thinks. We can't change what the other person thinks. So what we're trying to do, I believe, and what was the point of this weekend's exercise, was two groups trying to look at how they can accommodate one another's narratives for the common good of their community.
A sharing of
and
culture.
That's why it was a positive thing.
Yeah.
Why it was positive.
Let's bring in some calls at this point. 03030 80 55 55. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Not too bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just listened to the opening segue this year program. You had Patricia McBride putting the positive spin on what would probably the majority of the people in this country, and especially people in Belfast who can remember what happened on New Armour Road many, many years ago. She puts, I would have the same opinion as her. If it's a positive step and it brings the communities closer together, that's good. And then you have David Darkcloud McNally coming on and just harking on about the past, what happened on New Armour Road.
Well, he did say what happened on Saturday was to be commended.
He didn't say that first. He said it later on in your interview with him. Instead of coming out, you know, we can all go back to the past. What happened in the past is terrible and is sad for both sides of the community in New Armour Road. There was no winners in New Armour Road. But yet he comes off of this here, just depressing, harking back to the past, what happened in the past. Nobody has respect for the Ballinafine. Nobody at one time had respect for either side of the community. I watched that on the news over the weekend. And sure, wasn't it great, the GAA men going to the Ballinafine Orange Hall? And wasn't it great, the reciprocal respect shown by the Orange men going down to watch the match? And if there was more of that there, the two communities would come closer together.
Okay, well, let's let David reply to you. David, go ahead.
Reply to what?
Well, what he says, you're
rude. There's no call to be rude, David. You're rude to that lady, Patricia McBride, and you're being rude to me. You're meant to be old.
Let him respond to that, because I'm sure he would. No, you hold on, Jim. No, you let me chair this. David, you want to reply to that?
Well, I asked the question, reply to what? As far as I'm concerned, what took place was welcome. I praised it. I have emphasised, and let me emphasise again, that we cannot heal our divided society unless intoleration is set aside and we confront our differences.
Jeremy, you happy with that response?
I would say to Mr. McNary, he just made a very, very good point there. Confront our differences. You know, I'm not of the same persuasion as Mr. McNary, but I have total respect for his right. The march on the 12th of July, but Mr. McNary comes across, whether it be taught back on your show, whether it be on Nolan's TV show, learn it, as a man who is not prepared to compromise over anything. If David McNary had his way, he comes across as a kind of man. If he could, he would go back and make sure that the Orange Order marched down the Garvaki Road, and he would be absolutely delighted.
I would actually still be trying for the Orange men to walk home from church at Drumcree to Garvaggy Road, and there's nothing wrong in that.
And I respect that there. But what I would say to you, David, is you cannot force a march through a community that doesn't want the march.
Right, we're getting totally off the topic
now. I
never
said I would, but what we don't need is people like you to come on, and the only
thing
you can make is abuse.
David, you have nothing to offer but ignorance and platitude.
Okay, well, let's not start throwing words like that around, Jim. There's no need for that. Let's just be polite. We can totally disagree, but don't be calling people names. There's no need for that.
I didn't call names. I said it comes across as ignorant. I didn't call him a name.
Let's just try and stick to the point. Jim, tell me what you think the relevance, in your opinion, of what happened on Saturday is. How important was it?
It's so important that I'm old enough to remember 20, 25 years ago, what happened on New Armour Road. People lost their lives on both sides of the community. Around this time of the year, in the lead up to the week before the 12th, there was rioting, the roads were closed, there was protests, there was heavy police involvement. That's not happening now. I thought what happened on Saturday was absolutely fantastic, and if that can be built upon, that's going to be a positive thing, because you have to understand, there's young boys and girls who were involved in the GA and the Catholic community, and there's young boys and girls who are involved in the Orange Order, who would stir their elders in both communities and would have thought, this is great. What a positive message to send to young children, rather than the negative platitudes coming from David McNary.
Okay, Jim, thank you. Pat in West Belfast. Pat, good morning.
How you doing? I don't know where to start here, actually.
Well, let's start by looking at Saturday, because I think there's a bit of confusion between different members of the community and society when it comes to culture, because there's just not as much awareness. If it's not part of what you've grown up with, you don't always understand it. And sometimes when you're taking what you do know from negative things that appear on the news, it can skew your opinion.
Now, let me start here. Saturday, what happened on Saturday has happened before, but people don't know this. My wife was a leader of TIDES training, a cross community group in Belfast. Now she's not available to speak to at the minute, but I was present with her when she brought together a group of ladies from Drumcree and the Gavrocki Road. And this is years ago. And Noel Leggett has been forgotten in this. Noel Leggett has been doing this for years. Noel Leggett is quite happy to bring groups into his hall and talk about what Orangeism is about and the community and cultural aspects of it. Noel Leggett did that with the women from Gavrocki Road, the same women whose family stopped the Drumcree march down the Gavrocki Road. Now, this has been going on for years. There is a group operates across the Clonard area into the Shankill. They were known as the Over the Wall Gang. These are women who meet and still meet after 20 years. So an awful lot of this stuff's going on, and it's only the politicians are playing catch-up. The communities are much far more ahead, but don't be seen to be getting the leadership from the politicians. This has been going on for years.
Patricia, you want back in there?
I'm laughing slightly because I don't think it's the politicians who are playing catch-up. It's the men who are playing catch-up. You're absolutely right. These initiatives have been going on with female community activists for many, many years. And so it is, and I'm only, like I said, I'm only half-joking when I say that it's the men that are finally catching up. But it is very, very positive. And I agree absolutely that this is something that we can build on. And it just shows that those types what I keep referring back to, the grassroots community initiatives, are the way forward. This is around people starting to look at the cultural identities and expressions of one another and how we accommodate those in a shared future and in a new Ireland.
Okay.
That it's a place that's fit for purpose for everyone that lives here.
Let's go back to the phone lines. David McNary is gone, by the way. David in North Belfast. Good morning, David.
Hello, Fanny. Just when I was, David had a stay.
We did try and ring him back. He hung up, but we tried to ring him back, but I think he's had enough.
Right, well, I just want to speak about the both people. First of all, David, I normally agree with him, but he's absolutely wrong on this occasion about not wanting to go to a Gaelic match because he doesn't understand or doesn't like it. I'm sure if his wife said to him, we're going to the opera on Monday night and he didn't like it or he'd never been to it, he wouldn't say, I'm not going, I've never been to it, don't want to know about it. He'd go and then he may like it. Patricia, I haven't had an invite. Well, I'm a Protestant and I only go to watch the bands on the 12th. I've never had an invite. Still to this day, don't know what half it's about. Go just to watch a parade, to see them making a fool of themselves, drinking, jumping and whatever. So Patricia,
that's just a minority. That once again, putting a wee label like that, just sticking it on there, you know that will annoy some people.
Well, what's wrong with Patricia waiting? I have went to a Gaelic match, by the way. I never got an invite, didn't know anything about it, hadn't a clue about it. And see, now I would watch it on TV. So there's nothing to stop Patricia going, standing in the background, watching it, then if she is interested in it, then she can go and read up on it. I'm sure there's somewhere she can read up on it on the internet or something about the Protestant bonds.
Why don't you, well, do you know much about the background of it? Would you extend an invite to Patricia yourself?
I'd say yes, she can come watch the bonds with me. I won't be able to tell her what it's all about. But
well, then that's it doesn't get past the hurdle that she's put there.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is it's an open event. If she went to America and there was American football on, she would go. She doesn't know anything about it, but she would go.
Patricia?
Oh, you see, now that's where your analogy falls down. I do actually know a fair bit about American football.
You get the point he's trying to make, Patricia. It could be your first step. You don't have to know the ins and outs. I'm sure there are people that do go to those parades that don't know the ins and outs of the history and the relevance.
Yes, but the point that I made before is simply one of, you know, you can observe all you wish, but without someone who can give you the narrative to help you understand
the narrative.
Why it's important.
What about the atmosphere and even on a base level, understanding and experiencing what people love about the 12th, why they go themselves celebrations?
Danny, sorry. What about people that come from different countries? Or if I went to a different country and it was a prayer, I wouldn't know what it's about, but you go to watch it, you go to see what it's about, and then maybe find out more about it later on. She's just looking for an excuse. Like all the people over here, I don't want to do this, I don't want it because it's...
Okay, Patricia, you want to respond to that? You're looking for an excuse.
I can't repeat myself any more than I've already done. This is not about me. This is not about Patricia McBride. This is a wider initiative. This is how we as communities come together and start looking at how we understand one another. And I've expressed an openness.
Yeah, I get that, but communities are made up of people, of individuals, of each one of us, and that's surely to an extent where change and understanding starts, whenever us as individuals then to make decisions to try and learn and inform ourselves of more. Let's go to George in the Shankill. Good morning, George.
Morning, Vincent. How you doing?
Don't you start that now. The first caller this morning called me Vincent. Unless you're my mother or my father, you do not have that right. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Patricia. How you doing? Listen, know what I think it is. I think we need to delve down deeper into each other's organisations and traditions. I mean, as a unionist stroke loyalist, the first thing I seen when I was growing up or coming through the troubles about the GAA was names and places named after dead IRA men. But I know now that the GAA is a lot deeper and goes a lot more into the nationalist community, and that especially in areas of deprivation. You know, I know what the GAA does with all the kids trained and that there. And likewise, you need to understand that bonds in the Orange Order is not about, it's not all about marching down the road on the 12th day. You know, a bond, I belong to probably the biggest bond in the country, the Shankill Protestant Boys here. That incorporates over 100 people on a weekly basis into practices, and you take that out with their families and that there, and it gives the kids in the bond, and one's growing up, you know, your kids and your grandsons all go into the bond. It gives you a sense of discipline and a sense of pride when you're out on display and you're out on parade. You know, in likewise, it's the same with the GAA and the teams, you know, trying to win trophies and it gets into the community.
You know about the background then, George, behind it all. You can see where I'm going, Patricia.
It's a yearly thing, Patricia. It just doesn't start in the 12th day. You know, see a bond uniform.
You could invite Patricia along then.
Patricia can come and
I heard she's musical as well.
I'll take Patricia. And here's another thing, but here's what people don't understand. See families that haven't seen each other probably for the best part of 9 months of the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe families from the Greater Shankill moved to Bangor or on out with all Northern Ireland, even Scotland, across the world. I can go and I can take you to a part in Royal Avenue where my whole family will be standing on the 12th morning.
Okay, well,
some of them I haven't seen for 10 months.
Before we get Patricia's response to that, I think it was an invite. What about you, George? I don't know if you've mentioned before. You've been to it.
And I've been to a GAA match.
How did you feel going to that? Because I think there's a level of, you know, are you welcome if you're from the other side of the community on both sides here? If you go to the 12th or if you go, for example, to a GAA match?
Well, I was a bit apprehensive going, you know, so on social media, a couple of guys who I have conversations with and invited me. And I stopped one day, I was out at work. So I was working one morning and I stopped and I watched one on the upper shore on the White Rock Road. They're one of the clubs in behind. There's two, I think, in the White Rock Road. The one at the bottom of it. I went and watched the match in there. And I've seen the sense of pride in that in both teams. I've seen the joy. It's like watching the World Cup when one of them scored. You know, I didn't understand the rules, but I sort of got it, what it was about.
Did you say, sorry, George, did you go in to watch it in a club or in a pub?
There's two clubs in the White Rock Road. Somebody will come on and tell you the name of the bottom one. You go in off the White Rock Road. It's on the right-hand side going up. But I went in there and watched it anyhow. But then I got a sort of sense of pride. And I sort of matched it with what the feeling that a bond would have been. You know, as I say, you stand around 11, you and you have maybe a family member in a certain bond or a certain lodge, and you know exactly. You know, this is what people don't understand. I could take Patricia and I could tell Patricia my bond will become the long probably in another hour because that's East Belfast district. And the East Belfast people that run around us or other people from the Shankill, knowing that their relatives are coming along shortly in the parade. And then you know each bond. You know it's a melody bond. You know it's a blood and thunder bond. You know it's an accordion bond. You know each section of the parade that's coming, that what band's going to play that music. And here's another thing. See both organisations. What people need to get their head around. But besides both organisations, the GAA and the Bond Fraternity and the Orange Order, this country would be a far, far worse place off economically.
Okay.
What they bring to the table here is millions and millions and millions of pounds yearly.
Okay.
I think it's far more than that, George. It's not just about an economic contribution that those organisations make. It's about the social fabric of our society and what they contribute to that. I mean, the GAA is the largest sporting organisation on this island. You have tens of thousands of young people.
Are you accepting his invitation, Patricia?
Well, let me finish the story before I go into that. So you have tens of thousands of young people training and playing every week with GAA clubs throughout the island of Ireland and beyond. And likewise with bands. I mean, you have young people going there. They're learning how to play musical instruments. they're coming together in a group. They, you know, they're doing this. All of these young people are doing things that are positive and constructive, and that are keeping them off the streets and out of trouble that they could be in. So it's very, very positive. And if George wants to take me to Royal Avenue on the 12th of July, I'm happy to go along with him.
There you
go. Yes, absolutely. Benny, I'll give you my number. Tell me now to get it. And I'll explain to you.
You talk the head off you, Patricia. I'm telling you.
I've figured that out already. As long as he brings
Patricia, let me give you an example.
It's okay. All right. No, because we've only got 60 minutes of the program left. And by the time you finish that, I'll have to go home. George, thank you. I will pass your number on to Patricia. Patricia, good luck with that. I think you could be a fluter, or you could, you know, I hear you're musical. You could join in some way, maybe down the line. All right, Patricia, thank you very much, Patricia McBride, and thanks as well to David McNary.